So are you eating chicken soup for the croutons or croutons for the chicken soup? So I'll be the first one to tell you that I eat the chicken soup for the croutons. You know, usually I have a late night snack. My wife, you know, makes, when she makes chicken soup, she makes a lot of little the containers. So I try to go down to the freezer and downstairs, and I steal a little chicken soup sometimes before I go to bed. But really, the main point, don't tell this to my wife, but the main point while I'm having the chicken soup is really to have croutons. And the proof is that I only have it when we have croutons in the house. And there's no croutons in the house, I usually don't go for the late night snack of chicken soup. The question is, does that change the bracha? So what bracha do you make on chicken soup? Now, let me also clarify. When I eat my chicken soup, I don't like anything in it besides croutons. There's no vegetables, there's no meat, nothing. I like plain broth chicken soup with croutons. That's an important fact. I'm not so fancy. I don't get the vegetables in it. Definitely not. It gets strained. So what's... No chicken. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara in Brachos says that if you cook... vegetables and water, in other words, that's how they make chicken soup. You cook the chicken and vegetables with in water. And so if you cook vegetables with water, the bracha is like the vegetable. In other words, a hadama. In other words, you cook vegetables in a water. So the bracha on the water by itself, in other words, if you just eat that vegetable water, the bracha is hadama. Now, what's the reason? So the Rambam says the reason is because the reason why you're eating it is just like you eat the vegetable. So you eat the water of the vegetable. It's kind of like an addendum to your vegetable meal. So you have your vegetables at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and at night you want to have the rest of your vegetable meal. So you have the water of the vegetables. But really, it's adama because it's kind of like it's like as if you're eating the vegetable itself. The Rush gives a different reason is because what does the water taste like? Vegetables. So since it's vegetable water, so therefore it gets adama. They don't argue about the halacha, but they argue about the reason. However, halacha l'maisa, it seems that if you eat water with vegetables, you eat water which had vegetables cooked in it, so you make a hadama. Now the tricky part is let's say in addition to the vegetables in the water, you also add meat in there. So in other words, you have a chicken soup simmering on the fire, it's got meat in it, it's got vegetables in it, and you pull out just the water. You know what I do, the broth. So now what bracha do you make on that? So that, the poskim say, you make a shahakal. Shulchan Aruch says, Almayim shebishu ben mirakos in reshe beis. If you have water which had vegetables cooked in it, so then you make the bracha of the vegetables, ha'adama. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rush, that avol bishlam im basar, if you cooked in addition to the vegetables in the water, you also cook meat in that water, and now you're just pouring out the soup, the broth, you make a shahakal. Because the meat is more important than the vegetables, so therefore you have a little bit of meat, taste of meat, you have a little bit of taste of vegetables in that water, but what's the main taste? The chicken, so the chicken soup, right? The meat soup, whatever is chicken soup. And therefore, if you just have broth, which had vegetables and meat cooked in it, you only make a shahakal. Okay, that's step one. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and points out, well, 1 second. If you're not like me, not like Ephraim, but let's say you like a little bit of vegetables in your water also. So in other words, you have the chicken soup, which is cooked with chicken and vegetables, but you pull out some broth, but you also pull out some carrots. Or some parsley, whatever it is, with the broth. Then you make a hadama. Because since you're having a little bit of vegetable with it, yeah? So in that case, even though meat was cooked in that pot, since there's a little bit of vegetable on your actual bite, so then it's pretty clear you make a hadama. Okay, part one, good. If there's piece of meat, it gets a little bit trickier. Because if there's piece of meat, you may have to make two brachas. Al shako on the meat, and then hadama on the vegetable part. Okay. So yeah, if you have a different psak, you have to tell me afterwards. I'm not sure. I'm just telling you what I think. I understand. I'm not sure. Could be that there's different psak. My understanding was to make a shakal and a hadama in that case. If you have a little bit of meat and a little bit of a vegetable together in your soup, you're eating all three of them, then you make two brachas. Now what about a trickier question? Now let's say you have a weird case where instead of cooking, chicken soup with the chicken, you're cooking like, I don't know, you may be weird here, but you like the soup cooked, which was cooked with the mizonos. So in other words, you have some type of mizonos food, some fireful water that you're drinking, okay? Pretty weird, right? But you cook a fireful, some mizonos. What? Lakshin. So what do you mean? What is it? Lakshin water? What is it? Yeah, I guess you cook a lakshin in a soup, okay? But there's no meat, so there's no meat in it. Let's assume it's just lakshin. You've made some vegetables, but lakshin it. Yeah. Huh? Ramen soup. Okay, this is still too fancy for me. I just have plain broth chicken soup. But okay, you got some mizonos in it. So now what do? Do you have the same shaiwa? Now you just want the broth of that mizono soup. Do you make a mizonos or do you make a shakal? So it depends. According to the Rambam, who said the reason on the vegetable soup was because it's an extension of your vegetable meal. No one really has an extension of a mizonos type water. No one reads the water as an extension of the mizonos type meal. Therefore, the Rambam would say you make a shakal, according to the Magen Avraham. But if the reason is the taste, like the Rosh said, so it has a taste of the mizonos in it, so therefore you would make a mizonos. So the Mishnah Berurah says because of this reason, he doesn't know. He's mesupik. If you make a mizonos or you make a shahakal on this broth of a mizonos soup, in other words, that a mizonos cooked in water, and you're just eating the water, Mishnah Berurah says he's mesupik, he's not sure what to do. So he says the best answer is to make a mizonos on something else, a shahakal on something else, and then you'll eat the soup. So therefore you covered all your bases. Good, so far so good.
Is eating the mizonos separately the same thing?
If you're eating the mizonos separately, if you're eating the piece of a lakshin, then for sure you're okay. You're making mizonos, then you're fine. We're talking about when you're just having broth. Okay. Now what about if you just have a little bit of mizonos cooked in that? So in other words, a teeny piece of lakshin cooked in this huge vat of broth soup. And you just want the broth. So in that case, Mishnah Berurah brings from, he says in that case you would probably make a shahakal, but he brings from the Chai Adam, who says, well, in that case, even there he's not sure if you should make a shahakal, and still it's better, says the Chai Adam, to have a mizonos on something else, and a shahakal on something else. So far everything up until now is pretty clear. The problem is what about everything I've been talking about now is where the mizonos, or the vegetable, was cooked with the broth. Now I get to my chicken soup and noodles problem. Yeah? It's 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, and I want my chicken soup. So I go downstairs to the freezer, I take out my plain broth chicken soup little thing that my wife took for me off the fire, it's saved for me in the freezer, and now I want to add a mizonos to it. Yeah? So if I'm just having the broth itself, it's pretty clear it's a shahakal because it was cooked with meat, right? It was cooked in a meat with chicken in that thing. My wife just skimmed out for me the broth, but the broth itself is shakal because it was cooked with meat, clearly. So the broth itself is shakal, and noodles, if I just had mandluch, the croutons as a side dish, right? If I just ate croutons straight up, what would the bracha be? Mizonos. I'm talking about the yellow ones. I'm not talking about the bread croutons. You know, the little yellow croutons, mizonos. So now my problem is I mix them all together. What do I do? Yeah? So now I'm stuck. So now it's a little bit of a tricky question. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, this is very different, this case, than everything we've been talking about now. Because everything we've been talking about is the case of the mizonos, when it was cooked, you had like a lakshin soup, when the lakshin was cooked in the soup, then maybe it could be, you know, then that's a separate discussion, is it a mizonos or not?
Why is this a regular case of ikar v'tafel?
It is. I'm transitioning to an ikar v'tafel. Good point. So what this boils down to, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is this is ikar and tafel, he says. Don't try to compare it to any case we've been talking about before. He says this boils down to what's the main thing. Is the chicken soup the main thing, or are the croutons the main thing? And the Shulchan Aruch
Harav, if I were to say I want both, you're not eating the croutons plain.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have the soup plain.
So which is the ikar?
So when I have an ice cream failure,
make
two brothers.
Oh, is it cereal milk? So it's very similar to cereal milk. So it comes along, look at this. So it comes along, we have Moshe Feinstein. Now Moshe Feinstein, in three lines, tells you a little bit our case. He's talking about cereal milk. Before that, I need a whole other 10 minutes to do, because it's a little bit different, because the milk is different than water. Okay, so but what about our case where it's noodles? What about matzo ball and chicken soup, he says? So he says, Marak shel tarnagol im kuftos, which is knedelach, he says, uchedome, or something similar. Mimine mizonos, maybe croutons, maybe not. He doesn't say. You make a bore mimine mizonos on the knedelach, and then on the soup, he says, you don't need to make a bracha. Why? Because he says, Ein tzarech levarek im lo kisheshosa hamarek levado. The avo yoser tov lecho biyach levarek rak bore mimine mizonos. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Igris Moshe says, you just make a mizonos if you're having a knedelach in soup, because the soup is eaten as an enhancer for the knedelach. Especially, he says, make sure it don't have any soup on its own have every little bite of soup with a piece of a knedlach, and you only make a mizonos. No shahakol, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. And in fact, Rav Bonner on page 73 writes, often matzah balls are eaten together with soup as two distinct foods. As such, two brachas are required. However, he says, soup which is eaten to enhance the flavor of the matzah ball will be covered by the mizonos, provided that the soup is eaten together on the same spoon with the matzah ball. Soup which is eaten separately will require shahakol. But then he says in the footnote here, well, you know what, if you have just a little soup left, you had a whole matzah ball with soup, and you've been eating bite together, and then you have a little bit of chicken soup at the end, he says, you don't make a separate shahakol on that. According to Rav Bonner, according to Igros Moshe, you only make a mizonos on chicken soup with the knedlach. So what about my croutons? So if you look at the page before, Rav Bonner says Rav Moshe was not talking about croutons. He says, most people regard soup nuts, mandolin, as enhancers to chicken soup. Therefore, the brach on the mandolin will not cover the soup. However, you need to make a mizonos on the mandolin, and then a shakel on the soup. So according to Rav Bonner, you're making two brachas on that. I mean, Anias Daiti, I don't know if it's subjective or it's objective. I would tell you, I don't know if I make a shakal on the chicken soup. I would sound, I mean, I'm not arguing with Rabbaner, but I definitely, for myself, I'm not eating that chicken soup unless I have croutons. I think, and if you see how much croutons I put in my soup, you would understand what I'm talking about. I, you know, pour like half of the container in. So if that's the case, clearly the croutons are a main point. So I would think if you that, you only make a mizonos and not a shakal. The best thing to do is just have a Pepsi on the side, and then you get your shakal your Pepsi, and then everything is fine, and your yotzei all the day as you make your mizonos on the mandlach, shakal on the Pepsi, you covered everything. Shkoyach.